Welcome to today's brief intelligence session. Today we are discussing warfare from a biological perspective. We have a small piece here discussing dangerous levels of toxic metals discovered in store-bought juices, plant-based milks, teas, and sodas. Because we have people out here trying to avoid one thing and going to another thing, but what we're finding out is that even the vegan community is being poisoned too. Sodas, fruit juices, and plant-based milk at your local grocery store may be packed with toxic metals, a study suggests. Researchers at Tulane University in New Orleans, Louisiana, found toxic metals such as arsenic and cadmium in all 60 store-bought drinks they tested. So, American people, you're being poisoned, systematically poisoned, purposefully poisoned. As we discussed on this show over a year ago, when talking about GMOs and contamination and genetic manipulation of the food, now we're talking about lettuce and vegetables being infused and constructed and architected with messenger RNA. Now we're talking about distorting the genomic structure of our food in order to so-called vaccinate the world. It's doing nothing but eradicating and killing and causing an explosion of disease, making pharmaceutical companies rich, while at the same time depopulating. Now, the Deagle report that we spoke of before says that there's going to be a major curb in the Earth's population right around 2025. 2025. We have nuclear war looming. We have food being poisoned. We have drinks being found with cadmium and arsenic. We have people being injected with cytotoxic agents, bioweapons. We have food shortages coming. We have food warehouses being blown up and burning down. We have chemicals being dumped into rivers, lakes, and streams. We've got people spraying particulates in the sky to block out sunlight, Bill Gates. We've got weather warfare. We've got electromagnetic warfare. We've got energy warfare. We've got space wars. We've got all types of things taking place simultaneously. And somehow, the fallen angel has convinced these artificial spiritual people who claim that we're heading into an age of light. The fallen angel, the fallen cherub has convinced them that we're heading into a golden age. No, right now, it's as I said before, and for some it's quite shocking, but as a society, we're heading into a coffin. That's the simplest way I can put it. But anyway, let us move on this morning because we don't have much time. According to Daily Mail, Five had dangerous levels of the chemicals, with the worst offenders being juices, plant-based milks, teas, and sodas. The scientists behind the study are warning parents to limit their children's consumption of store-bought drinks due to concerns the metals can disrupt their brain and organ development. I'm going to say that one more time. digest what they just said. The scientists behind the study are warning parents to limit their children's consumption of store-bought drinks due to concerns that the metals can disrupt their brain and organ development. But we still haven't explained why there's such an explosion of cognitive disabilities in American children. Why there's such an explosion exponentially of autism and the autism spectrum amongst American children. We refuse to discuss what the effects of using thimerosal, which is another name for mercury, no one wants to address and face what it means to continue to put this into your brain, bloodstream, into your children, into your babies. Nobody wants to discuss what the future outcome is going to be, but we're already living in what the detrimental, deleterious, non-salubrious effects of it is. Not to mention that half the country's children are already on professionally prescribed drugs, psychotropics, etc., 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 etc. Thinking that we're smart, and I'm not a part of that class, I'm among the initiates of Yeshua, so it's a totally different order. But those who are without light and without God swear that they're so smart, while poisoning their children, poisoning their society, poisoning, destroying, looting, damaging, irreparably damaging their habitat. This is psychotic. A cloud of psychosis has covered the so-called professional community, the scientific community, the academic community, the spiritual gurus who are fake. Wake up and smell the coffee, if you can. Like Yeshua said, if you have ears to hear, then hear. If you have eyes to see, then see what the Spirit is saying to the eklektos, to the assembly, to the set apart ones. It was surprising that there aren't a lot of studies out there concerning toxic and essential elements in soft drinks in the United States. Dr. Tewodros Godebo, the study's lead author and environmental health scientist at Tulane, said, "This creates awareness that there needs to be more study." He continued, "People should avoid giving infants and young children mixed fruit juices or plant-based milks at high volume. Arsenic, lead, and cadmium are known carcinogens, cancer-causing agents." Oh, but they're making a whole lot of money in the pharmaceutical industry in their so-called response to cancer. As a matter of fact, they're coming out with messenger RNA injections, vaccines for cancer. We're already living in the I am legend phase. We're already living in the I am legend phase. And if anyone hasn't seen the movie I Am Legend with Will Smith, you should go back and check it out again. Arsenic, lead, and cadmium are known carcinogens and well established to cause internal organ damage and cognitive harm in children. But the children are the future. the children are the future. So you're telling me that we're planting a future of cognitively damaged individuals? That's exactly what's being said. Let the spirit of truth take the blinders off your eyes and show you reality. Let the spirit of truth lead you and guide you out of the matrix. So let's address this again. Arsenic, lead, and cadmium are known carcinogens and well established to cause internal organ damage and cognitive harm in children, especially during early brain development. And let me just throw in there, by the way, we already covered on this show studies that came out of the UK, out of Europe, out of Sweden, out of everywhere, talking about how all of the pandemic children that were born during the pandemic, the plandemic, have been born with cognitive disabilities and are far slower than previous generations because their parents were psychologically seduced into wearing a face diaper, extensively cutting off oxygen from their own brain and causing themselves to intake large amounts of CO2, which is toxic cognitively. It's toxic biologically to do such things. But we had a whole world walking around with a mask on their face, afraid and scared to death of COVID-19. But that's another show for another day, for another time. That psychological war was won. Common sense lost the battle in that one. Increased attention has been placed on contaminants in everyday goods in recent years. Mounting research shows that microplastics, metal toxins, and other chemicals are all over everyday food and drink, usually due to contamination during the manufacturing process. Man, so we're gonna have to return to making our own stuff. Scientists fear that virtually every single person has been exposed and that there will be severe long-term health consequences. Tulane researchers, who published their findings in the Journal of Food Composition and Analysis, investigated dozens of goods that could be purchased at any grocery store. Any grocery store, including the super healthy markets and Whole Foods, who has sold its soul to Amazon. Among the 60 products, 21 were either a soda or another artificial drink. Mixed fruit juices made up 19 of the drinks. There were also 6 natural fruit juices, 10 plant-based milks, and 4 tea products. Researchers did not identify which brands they purchased for their studies. Samples of each drink were tested in a lab to identify the prevalence of 25 metals, including lead, potassium, and uranium, among others. Some of these are radioactive. I mean, what are we talking about here? Each of the 60 drinks contained at least traces of some toxic metal. However, researchers say that these quantities were mostly safe. No such thing. These metals are naturally occurring, so it's hard to get rid of completely. Dr. Godibo explained, 5 drinks were identified as dangerous, though. These had levels of the metals found to be higher than what government regulators would allow for drinking water. Well, I could care less about government regulators. Government regulators permit all types of toxins and poisons and drugs to be used in everyday society that should never have been allowed to be used. The EPA has also failed in doing their job of protecting the environment they are also a corrupt agency. That's all I'm going to say for today. Till next time. Shalom Aleichem.